Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. Congress approved a continuing resolution that extends government funding for 12 weeks, putting negotiations to finalize 2025 spending to the lame duck session after the November elections. The continuing resolution extends funding for all government agencies and departments, and that includes the State Department, USAID, and other development agencies. When Congress returns for its post-election session, members will have just 5 weeks to complete work on a 2025 spending bill. Reaching a bipartisan consensus is not going to be easy, considering the significant differences between Republicans and Democrats. When it comes to the international affairs budget, the Senate proposal includes a 6% $3.4 billion increase, while the House makes a steep 12%, $7.3 billion cut. Good luck finding consensus. Modernizing Foreign Assistance Network released a report to both presidential transition teams highlighting key principles, policy priorities, and recommendations for enhancing the impact of U.S. foreign assistance. The United States faces a multitude of challenges around the world, and U.S. foreign assistance is a key instrument for addressing these challenges. However, while important modernizing measures have been implemented under both Democrat and Republican administrations, the U.S. development toolkit seems rather limited in its ability to sufficiently address challenges that are upcoming. The report stresses U.S. foreign assistance must be bolder, more innovative, and better structured to achieve multiple goals simultaneously and sustainability at scale. The European Commission is planning to cut 2 billion euros in its development spending. From 2025, the Commission is also going to slash money it gives the world's lowest income countries by 35%. Across Europe, several donor countries, including the Netherlands, Sweden, France, and Germany, have shrunk their aid spending. And just last week, France announced another 1 billion euro cut to its foreign aid budget, and that's the third in the last 2 years. That news leads to this. The International Development Association is the World Bank fund for the world's lowest income countries. It's a lifeline for cash-strapped countries trying to lift people out of poverty and invest in a livable future, and it's racing towards a vital fundraising deadline. The process of replenishing IDA and updating its policy began in the end of 2023 and is going to end in December at the IDA's Replenishment Congress in South Korea. This process happens every 3 years, and it usually comes down to the wire. This is the 21st IDA replenishment cycle, and the fund's backers hope to achieve a record $100 billion in pledges. Now, as we've mentioned, some of the fund's most reliable European donors, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, have cut their aid budgets. The United States, the IDA's largest donor, is facing an election with major implications for development financing. And the continuing wars in Ukraine, Sudan, and a spiraling crisis in the Middle East are all straining global resources. We are in the midst of what the Center for Global Development has dubbed the 2024-2025 Replenishment Traffic Jam, a stretch of months during which several of the biggest global health and development funds are all asking donors for money at the same time, and it's a time when the donor pool is looking rather bleak. On that somber note, I look forward to speaking with you next month.